R Lichav Beis Iyar, Wednesday night, Chayvus Halvavus Shir. We're in the middle, we're learning Shar HaKniya, and we're doing Perek, we're up to Perek Dalet. And Perek Dalet tells you when to whip out the Midas HaKniya and use it. How do you use Midas HaKniya? You think about all the things we've been talking about. You think about Hashem, you think about Hashem's greatness, you think about how puny man is, you think about how everything you have is a gift from Hashem. These are so he describes in Perek Dalet seven scenarios that you have to pull out Midas HaKniya. Better days. So number one was when you're dealing with people. Even though the Chavis Halavos doesn't hold that the primary midah of Kniya is vis-a-vis people, but that's when you should pull it out and act nichna when you're dealing with people. In social interaction, you should have midas HaKniya, as we had before. In the Hagdama, someone with Kniya is going to speak softly, is not going to be loud, overbearing, obnoxious, etc. Not going to always put forth his view as always right. In social interaction, you should pull out Midas HaKniya. He brings down the Pasuk, Nivza Be'en of Nimos, Vesivri Hashem Yichabed. Even if you act correctly, but that's a higher madregas to act b'hachno'a. The second scenario was that if you interact, the first one was interacting in a business relationship, you have like a strong kesher. The second is anytime you interact with tzaddikim or with chassidim, with special people, with spiritual people, when you're in their presence, when you're interacting with them, you should act b'kniya. And when they tell you something, you should take it seriously, you should listen, you shouldn't think you know better. It doesn't mean you can't question what they ask you about. Whatever is appropriate for the encounter, you should show midas HaKniya. He brings down a pasuk in Tehillim, Yalmeini Tzedek Chesed, B'yochicheni. We want the tzaddik, we want that spiritual person to give us Musar. So that's again, we're talking about when is it appropriate to use Midas HaKniya. The first time is in any social interaction. The second is if you're connecting with tzaddikim, with Talmid HaChamim, with Gedolim. The third is, you know, someday they're going to honor you at a dinner. I don't want to talk to anybody specific, but someday there's going to be a dinner honoring you, and you're going to have to sit there, and they're going to praise you. They're going to say, oh, this guy is so great. So first of all, so you have to pull out Midas HaKniya. And you say, first of all, they don't mean it. They just think people are going to give money if they say that. That's first of all. Second of all, you should think about all the bad things you did that day that no one knows about, and how embarrassed you would be if they would find out about it. And now they're sitting here praising me, and you say, to yourself, boy, if I would only be exposed, and people would know how I davened Shmona Esrei like 6 minutes ago when we davened Ma'ariv, it would be pretty embarrassing. And thank Hashem that no one knows, and it's pretty embarrassing for me. And the nichna that you say Hashem knows that I am not deserving of any of these things. They don't know half of what I do, Baruch Hashem. If they would only know, they would not be honoring me. They'd be yelling at me and throwing rocks at me. So he says, Kasher Mahalalim also b'masav atovim, which happens, you know, Roy lo lihikona, you have to whip out Midas HaKniya. How? What do you do? The Yale Alibo, he should think about what Hashem knows about him. He should say, yo, these people, you know, I'm a good faker, but Hashem knows what I'm really like. If you can't do that, just think what your wife knows about you. That's also good enough. B'yalalo mashakodim lo lefnei Hashem, what Hashem knows about you, minu avonos lachatoim. Hashem knows the things you did, and they don't know it. So like, you're not going to feel very good. You're going to be embarrassed. Shame you do it with my Hashem. Hashem covered up for you. You're very lucky. You're not exposed. No one knows all the things you did wrong yesterday. So Hashem covers up for you. He's giving you time to do tshuva. So you're not going to be able to get puffed up with self-importance because of all the praise they're heaping on you, because you're thinking, man, if they only knew what I was doing during Shemoneh Esrei today. Wow, if they only knew what I did last night when I was in my house. Wow, if they only knew what I did this morning. If they only knew what I did a half hour ago. So that's how your mind should work. Chavis is not afraid that the person's going to say, oh, I checked, I'm fine. Everything they're saying about me is true. Apparently he's not afraid of that. Right? He shouldn't be happy. If anything, he should get more and more depressed and sad that all these people, if they only would find out what's with him, oh boy. You should. You're sitting and you're at a dinner and people are praising you. You should be thinking about what Hashem knows about you. About Roa Hanus Aguso Lefono, this Almo, his neglecting Melamale Chovoso Alatovos Shemashbia Olov. Right? Hashem gave me this and that, and what do I do in return? Vozi Kona Bilabovo, that's Hachno. He'll be embarrassed, he'll feel like 2 cents. He won't feel too good. Kamosha Omar, Kiavoni Agid. So when do you pull it out? When people are praising you. Number four is very interesting. Number four is when people are cursing you out, insulting you. Number three was pull out Midas HaKniya when people are praising you, so you shouldn't take them seriously. You shouldn't. And number four is people are cursing you out. So instead of getting angry and defending yourself, again, it depends on the circumstance, obviously, but in some of the case, relax and use Midas HaKniya, that you say, boy, this guy's yelling at me, but the truth is he doesn't know half of what I've done. So you relax, you'll be nichna, and you won't, he always wants you to not respond angrily and make a whole scene and get into a whole fight. And then it might come even to blows, or it becomes a whole machlokes. Just accept it. You could accept it the way we learned in Shara Bitachon, the way David HaMelech accepted it, that it's Hashem, not him. That's a way to deal with it. Here in Shara Kniya, he's saying another way to deal with it, that it's appropriate to pull out Midas HaKniya and to say, Imoyel Lashnina Barov Masov, is exposed and people are talking about him, or someone's cursing him out or insulting him, Yikonel Hashem V'yodelo, that he's getting a little Yisurim because of only a fraction of all the things he does wrong, and maybe the busha he's feeling will be a kapara for his averus, and he won't have to get an onesh for everything he did, because that's the measuring rod Hashem uses, that a little onesh in this world goes a long way. In Olam Haba. So V'yodelo, thank Hashem. Now how many people are going to do that? This is Midas HaKniya, that you'll quietly thank Hashem, because this guy doesn't know a tenth of what you've done, and he thinks he's yelling at you for doing ABC, and you know that he has a lot more to yell at you about, he just doesn't know. So you thank Hashem, Shagilo Lov Ma'at Meharbe, that it's only a little, and you're getting Busha and Yisurin. Maybe you'll do tshuva now. Maybe it'll wake you up. He doesn't say kaparas averus here. He says today she yoshuv elav. Kamo shomar vayigel oznom lamusar vayomer ki yoshuvin meyodom. So that's four times the four scenarios in which you pull out Midas HaKniya and you use it. Number one is in any social interaction. You have to think about this. It means every social interaction calls for your being nichna. Doesn't mean to let people take advantage of you. It doesn't mean to let people step on you, but you don't feel superior to them. So in any social interaction, that's a very important thing to pull out. Number two was in the presence of greater people. Number three is when people are sitting there praising you, maybe a testimonial or something. And number four is when people are insulting you and talking you down. You be nichna. You think of Hashem and you be nichna and you say either I got a freebie there or I deserve it. Halavai, it should be a kaparas averus. The Chamishi, they were on page Kuf Tzadik Tes, and they were up to the sixth line. Fifth scenario is, it's long. Hashem bestowed upon him the special Tova. He became wealthy. He got whatever it is, he got a good job. Yikona Lashem, he has to be nichna. He shouldn't feel and jot around feeling so good that he deserves this and it's about time. But Yikona Lashem, that he can't now pay Hashem back for the chesed he's bestowing upon him, right? This is, we learned in the Chesed Chabov, this is Shara Bitachon. This is Chesed Chabov is 101, that if Hashem bestows upon you a shefa that's unusual, was special, so you have to respond in kind. So to this person, he'll be nichna. When something good happens to him, he's nichna. I don't really deserve it, and how am I going to fulfill, but in a healthy way. He starts questioning how he's going to fulfill his obligations to Hashem now. Right? He says, I don't know. What am I going to do here? I think I'm giving as much stock as I can. I think I'm learning as much as I can. I think my davening is not bad. What am I supposed to do here? So you have to think. So you're nervous about that. And he feels nichna, pentia nekama Allah. Very strong word. I don't know what the original Arabic was, or what Ibn Tibon says, but he translated it as nekama, that maybe Hashem sending him riches to punish him. Maybe this is a trap. That's how we should think. He has to pull out the midas hakniyah and say, maybe this wealth that I'm being sent is a trap. And now he's going to go through different tovos that people get. And he says it could be one of three things. It could be a tova that Hashem is giving you for various reasons. It could be an onesh. It could be nekama. It could be an onesh. Because it takes you to a place where you don't recover from. And it could be an asayon. That's what he's going to talk about now. They will stop.